Okay. So finally, I've decided to create my first ever, video for English communication. The goal for this video is, just introduction and obviously let you know what to expect in future, because I do plan to make the series, depending on, how many episodes I decide. But this is the first one, and it's going to have, the introduction, which will give you a general idea of how you should introduce yourself to other people, whether it's in job interview or you're introducing yourself to, somebody unknown, a complete stranger. So I personally would, start off by saying, hello, how are you? I am Arpit Singh, that's my name. And I would probably give them a general idea of that I've what I've studied and how did I, gain experience or gained interest. That comes before experience, obviously. So I would say that, after high school, I had interest in computers, which made me go for bachelor's in computer applications. After that, that led to going for further studies, because I was not confident, obviously, studying computer application. By the end of the year, I was unsure if I have the knowledge, to actually move forward with IT field. So I decided to go for computer security investigation, and I pursued education abroad. After that, I felt this is something that I like, but there's something else that I also want to do, which is, I always wanted to do English literature, but since in India, it's kind of a culture thing that after high school, you have to pursue something that's more safer, that gives you kind of job security in future, instead of, following your passion or your hobbies. So that's exactly what happened with me. But after high school, I had 6 years of education. And now, I am working, for a company. I have worked in the past, obviously. But I've also decided that I would like to go a different route, and I think I should follow, what I like, what's effortless to me, which is, to speak and communicate with people. And I think I can, help, others, pursue this, at least have enough, knowledge to speak and, talk to somebody or have a conversation with them. Apart from that, I would say that, you should always start off by saying your name. First is greeting, then saying your name, and then your education. How did you gain the interest? What made you decide that? Why are you passionate about that? Having an intro like that, I think, would create an impression in front of the interviewer. And I think it's more intriguing, and, I would have more interest in you knowing that, okay, well, that's one of the reasons that made you decide, a particular thing or subject that you chose for yourself. One more thing I would say is, knowing that personally, I think the best practice would be that you, practice with people. If you can't, then I think, the best thing would be to kind of talk to yourself, ask questions to yourself in your head if you can. If not, then, have a mirror in front of you and then practice that way, because I mean, at least that's how I started and it seems to work for me, and I guess you can give it a shot. It might work for you, might not. And the one of the different, or something else that you can try, would be that you practice by looking at somebody. Let's say you're watching a video and you practice what you keep saying after them. For me, I think what worked was I had surrounded myself with, you know, everything in English, basically. And I think I was able to get a lot of, you know, information, subconsciously at least. The newspaper, you know, or the TV, read a lot. Not the books. I don't really have interest in books. I find them boring, and it's just, I did my English testing, you know, language test that I did in the past, and I was very low at the reading. But I don't think that's going to be an issue. That's going to be an issue for you, because as long as you practice and you're able to form sentences, you know, or speak fluently and say each word perfectly, I think you'll be okay. It's, you still have to practice for IELTS exam, obviously. But as far as it's about speaking and when you go and talk to people, that's not a concern, because nobody is going to ask you about, how much, you know, how many bands did you get in reading? Nobody cares about that. They kind of judge you based on how you're talking, you know, how fast you're able to think, how, you know, you're able to talk, the words that you choose to include in your, you know, conversation. That's more important. So in this video, I'm making this video to give you a general idea that I'll be making more tips how to practice, you know, or be fluent when you're talking to somebody. Speaking English is one thing, and then having a good quality conversation is another thing, obviously. But I don't want to jump on that so fast, because, you know, this is only the first video. But I do plan to get on those things, like a deep conversation that I used to do with myself, at least as far as the practicing is concerned, you know. And then over time, when you get a platform like I did when I was, you know, studying abroad, I was able to use or even get out of my comfort zone by talking to people, you know, and that's a test. I took it as a test. I meet a, you know, a complete stranger, and I talk to them, and if I can hold on to a conversation, then it means that I have passed personally. I wasn't able to talk like this, you know, obviously 8 years ago. It would have filled me with, you know, fear and nervousness. Now there's a good balance of nervousness and confidence. And I think I can use this to kind of let people know that don't run behind, you know, like the accent. I think what's more important is to say the word as perfectly as possible. You know, be a little creative with it. Meaning, you know, if you are learning and you're a beginner, you know, you should focus on how can I say a word comfortably with no pressure on yourself. You know, you need to get comfortable with it first, and after that you're supposed to, you know, or you should include it in your everyday day-to-day conversations. What that would do is that it would, you know, be registered in your brain, and then over time you can keep including new words and, you know, start replacing the old basic words. For instance, you know, in this intro, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but I do have a flow that I tend to maintain, and I do put a little thought into it. I do take pauses so the listener knows that, okay, I'm listening to them, I'm putting some thought to it, and then I respond. You know, I don't really just fire back with nonsense. It's more like, you know, that they feel hurt. Let's say I talk to any of you, obviously. If, you know, I were to meet you in real life, then I would greet you the same way. I would listen to you and I would talk to you exactly like this. None of this is prepared for me personally. This video is not prepared. I mean, you can tell. I might get, you know, comments about it later. But the reason why I want to do this is because when you plan a lot, it does get in your head and it confuses you to the point where you get confused. That what you're going to say, you could get blank at times, which is okay. It's fine. And in early stages, it does happen a lot, including myself. But over time, what happens is that, you know, you get so used to it, the pauses, you know, that I take, like I have in this video as well, they are important to me because it just shows that, okay, I'm actually thinking about it. I'm not saying things without thinking, you know. It's a thoughtful thing and it needs some time. If I'm talking to somebody and they actually talk to me like this, I would actually appreciate and respect that because it would give me the sense of that, okay, the person is actually, you know, comprehending and like listening to me. I would feel heard. And what happens is that it gives you a more, you know, thoughtful answer or response. So for now, I would say that introduce yourself. We'll stick to the introduction first. After that, we'll move on to the, you know, to other things, including the expressions and gestures. Making this video could give you some idea what it's like, you know, how I talk personally. If you can learn from it, great. If not, you know, you can always find something else because I am aware that you could find somebody else's methods a lot better than mine, which is okay. But if you do find this helpful, then, you know, don't forget to let me know about what you think about it. If there's any mistake, I do acknowledge. That's one of the things that you should do, that you always acknowledge your mistakes, you know. Never try to, you know, be overconfident about it. Calmness is one of the things too. I am a little uncomfortable talking to myself in the video. I don't usually do that. But I think as I practice, I will be able to get better at it, you know. And then maybe, you know, I can connect to people, to you guys, a lot better on a personal level. I do plan to, you know, start personal, you know, classes for communication. It depends how I get the response. But so far, I'm planning on making, you know, at least one video of little tips that can help you elevate your speaking, you know, or build confidence. I think the confidence actually comes from once you figure out the thought process when you're talking to somebody, and that thought process of you thinking and expressing yourself as you speak, as you're talking to somebody, comes from once you have surpassed, you know, the basic of it, the basic fluency of it. For instance, if I ask you, how was your day? Then normally my response would be, well, I woke up at, you know, 9 a.m. After that, I had my classes. I went to my classes. I had to go to the gym at 1 p.m. I came back, you know, I prepared my lunch. After my lunch, I went for a run again, you know, in the evening we went to the beach, you know, my wife and I. After that, we prepared the dinner, and we went to bed at 10. So that's you know, sharing your day with your friend, for instance. Obviously, I haven't included the details of, okay, well, I went to the gym and I worked out, you know, for 2 hours, and I worked on my legs. I did this exercise, that exercise. You can always go into detail, which is always good, you know. But these are the things that you can always, you know, start thinking in your head and plan. If somebody asks me, then I would probably answer this. I'm at a point when it comes to talking to somebody, I already know, you know, what kind of questions I will get from them. And I have a great, you know, response for that always. I've built the confidence for myself to the point where I am so comfortable that I can actually structure, you know, the answer or prepare the answer, you know, or you can say cook in your head the answer right away. Yeah. And it's mostly natural, you know. You have to keep it authentic. You shouldn't copy anybody. And I'm sure some of you might say that I have copied the, you know, the way I talk, the accent, but the truth is, I mean, this is exactly how I learned when I was learning it, when I was, I think, 15. I wanted to talk and I wanted to say the words as perfectly as possible. That was the goal. And not to copy like actors or actresses, you know, that wasn't the goal. But over time, I think it's the polishing of it, the way I say things, or say the words specifically. But all in all, what I'm saying is that I hope that you find something useful in this video. If you do, make sure to share it in the video and let me know what things, you know, you would want to see. I'm willing to share some tips about, you know, when it comes to talking to somebody, because talking is one of the most important things, at least that's what I see, regardless of who you are, the way you present yourself. It involves a lot of things, you know, the physical appearance, obviously, the way you talk, the tone, how calm you are. Are you getting nervous, you know, when you're talking? I could tell if somebody's getting nervous when they talk, you know. So I try to comfort them. I try to talk to them in a way that, you know, would make them feel comfortable. And then they would, you know, be able to speak a lot more confidently, basically. But yeah, for today, I guess that's it. And then I'll see what I can do in the next one. Perfect. Thank you.